Joining us right now is Greg, who will be dad in this case. Greg, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And Ashley is how old? Ashley, you're 16?
I'm 16.
16. Yeah. You just turned 16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Greg, Ashley is the Children's Miracle Network champion. You've got to be very proud.
We're very proud of her, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you are.
And reading your story, you're definitely a champion.
Thank you.
How did your interaction, when did it all start? It started right at the beginning.
Birth.
Birth.
Yeah.
We decided to stay a couple extra days.
Just a few. All right, explain the situation.
Essentially, she came out, it was a pretty struggled labor, and she wasn't breathing at the very beginning, and then she breathed in. She didn't cry immediately. So then she breathed in. So she brought in a lot of the matter that was in with her. So then she had to go to the ICU, and they had to monitor her for another day and a half. And then she had difficulties taking in food. She didn't latch right away, so we had to feed her, and she had issues with her esophagus closing. So we had two nights in the ICU because she actually stopped breathing. She closed up. The esophagus completely closed up. She turned about the same color blue that she's wearing right now.
Oh,
and we managed to turn her over and pat her, and she vomited and was responsive, but we'd already called 911.
Sure.
So the responders were there so fast that they still suggested that we take her in.
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
It had to do with the birth, and then her not being able to, for whatever reason, when she was eating, the esophagus would close up. Didn't want to allow the food in, but at the same time, esophagus closes, she stops breathing.
Right.
So.
And that's just one of many things that this young woman has dealt with. You have really been through the ringer here at Children's, haven't you? Tell us about some of the clinics and some of the people here at Children's and what they mean to you and what you've gone through here.
So I've been through like a lot of different clinics throughout like my life. Some GI, I've been through neurology, I've been through cardiology, I've been through pain management clinic, and among others. And I think the best thing is that everyone's like super supportive, and it's kind of like all the doctors form like a group, like they're your team, and they all work together to help work with all the different problems that I've had throughout my life.
Right.
And yeah, everyone.
So what, like on a day-to-day basis, what do you deal with? Like pain, do you deal with pain?
Right now, I'm super lucky. I don't really on a day-to-day basis.
Awesome.
It's like, I have like little episodes like in a month, but my medical issues that I had when I was younger have like evened out a lot.
Okay.
So I still deal with some symptoms like stomach pains and like that. But generally I live pain free. So, and medicine free, which is amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, part of the other thing is not only did they help her through, she's learned how to deal. She reads her body now. And she can recognize when an episode might be coming on. She recognizes when her stress levels are up, and she knows how to cope with it, react, so that she doesn't go, you know, back.
How did you acquire those skills?
Well, so one clear example that I learned was I used to have like fainting spells.
Mm-hmm.
So after like several episodes, I was like, okay, when my vision starts to go black, I know that I need to drop to the ground right away.
Right.
And I've also had like lots of friends that I'm like, if this happens, grab this or do this, mm-hmm. tell the teacher, because it was happening so often that someone needed to know what to do in that situation. And I think it's a lot of just like learning to know and feel what's going on in my body and like being able to react quickly.
Right.
And what was causing you to pass out?
We don't know.
Don't know.
No.
She's highly sensitive. So she takes on sometimes she takes on other people's issues, whether she know whether right. they're told or
I
not.
I understand, sure.
She kind of picks up on mm-hmm. on those kind of vibes, and she takes it with her. So we've kind of she's been taught to. I mean, that's a good thing, but mm-hmm. at the same time, she shouldn't do that at her own detriment.
Right.
So she's learned how to kind of handle yeah. that a little bit.
Now, you obviously, with all these medical issues, you've had to miss some school here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with the stress and the strain of that, is that something that Children's helps you with as well?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, one big part of that is definitely, like, I go to therapy mm-hmm. for that. And I think I'm a perfectionist, so for me, it's like I'm a straight-A student. And when I start missing school, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I have all this work piling up. How am I going to keep my grades up
sure.
and keep going? And just learning how to like manage my time better and not overloading myself on extracurriculars and making sure to have like a breathing period in my schedule, like taking an easier class
sure.
instead of taking
sure.
like the AP version.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, giving
Mom
yourself permission.
Mom and Dad
got
a reminder not to take on too much at school, too. So she strives very high, mm-hmm. so we're like, eh.
Which is really unusual, honestly, because so many parents have trouble the other way,
yeah.
trying to motivate
right.
the kids to do something. But in this case, you're just trying to say, take a step back. It's okay. You don't have to be so perfect all the time. You really don't, you know.
Yeah, it's okay to take a breather.
Now, you being the spokesperson for funding mental health initiatives in schools and being a champion, what would you say to moms and dads out there about Children's Hospital? What does it mean to you? What has it meant to your family?
It means a lot to us. I mean, it's helped me through so many different like situations. And I was diagnosed with anxiety when I was like in fourth grade. And Children's just like really is supportive and helps accommodate you and works with your school to like make sure that the doctors know what's going on, you know what's going on, and the school knows what's going on to help you be able to like balance everything that's going on. And it's really important to also like get the child's like opinion as to what's happening
mm-hmm.
because of course like it's their mental health and
right.
it's what's happening with them. So just making sure that you're listening to everyone, and it's Children's is really good with that.
Yeah, it's easy to talk to the doctors and to the parents and forget that you're mm-hmm. there, even though you are, you know, and it's like, hey, I have an opinion too.
So, Greg, same question to you, though. When you think of Children's Wisconsin?
Again, I think it's, I always say, when you get your first child, they don't give you a user's manual. And even if they did, a lot of these kids that come in have issues that would never appear on that
right.
manual.
Right.
And you get support from your parents, and you know, we have never seen this, and you come in here and they're really open, and they'll get you to the right place. As like Ashley said, we went from GI to heart, some emotional therapy. I mean, so many things encompassed, and really helping her make the most of her life and understand where she is right now and be able to cope and improve. And again, the biggest thing is medicine free, and she's been able to take all these problems and kind of push them back down, and
it's
doing
amazing.
Great right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story.
Yes. Yeah, of
course. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. And thank you for being here.